This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what are some secret keys which will enhance our salah, our prayers, spirituality? Now, dear listeners, talking about this very interesting subject of secret keys to enhance our prayers' spirituality, we have a very beautiful tradition from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, which can be found in Muhajja al-Bayda, volume 1, page 382, where the sixth divinely appointed infallible Imam says, "At the time of prayer, neglect the world and all it contains. Focus all your attention on Allah and remember the day when you will be brought in front of the court of divine justice." And so this is one of the secrets to enhance our prayers' spirituality. In Mustadrak al-Wasail, volume 1, page 173, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, is reported to have said, "When a person pays attention to other than Allah during prayer, Allah says to him, 'To whom are you paying attention? Do you have a deity other than me? Is there any protector other than me? Are you attached to a compassionate being other than me? I am the most compassionate. If you will pay attention to me, my angels and I will pay attention to you.'" And so here, another secret key to enhance our prayers' spirituality, paying attention to Allah. And finally, in worship also, polytheism, shirk, self-admiration, ujub, and ostentation, riya, will lead one astray and destroy one's worship. By committing a single deadly mistake, was it not Iblis, Satan, who had a record of 6,000 years of worship in the least, but was cast out and accursed till eternity? Why? Because of his pride, his jealousy, his polytheism. Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about the secret keys to enhance our spirituality in prayers. Now, prayers and worship are also according to the order, and even a single minute before or after the appointed period or against the law and order will render them invalid. Meaning, we don't want to pray the Fajr prayer, the morning dawn prayers at dawn. We don't want to pray the Zuhran, the Zuhr and Asr midday prayers at their time. Or we don't want to pray the Maghrib and Isha evening prayers on their time that are appointed. These will render them invalid. Someone asked Ayatollah Muhammad Taqi Behjat, "What are one of the best things that we can do to enhance our spirituality?" He said, "Read your prayers, your salah, on time."
ببخشید، برای نفی خواطر شیطانی باید چه کرد؟
در نماز باید مرتجع باشد چه؟
What should one do to repel the dangers of the Satan? He should focus on repelling the Satan in the daily prayers. Other actions will follow from the prayers.
این که حضرت آقای قاضی می‌فرمودن هر کس نماز اول وقت بخونه به مقام میرسه، آیا نماز با حضور قلب مرادشون بوده یا
نه؟ اگه به نماز حضور سوال می‌کنم که چجوری بخونه نماز.
آیت الله قاضی used to say whoever recites the daily prayers on time will reach a very high status. Did he mean prayers with the presence of heart? No. If he meant prayers with presence of heart, then they would ask, how should we perform this prayer? How should the complete prayer be achieved? One would not achieve anything this way. A high status can be reached if one is persistent in performing the prayer itself on time. If one does this, he will achieve the sublime prayer. Naturally and gradually, day by day, he will achieve a higher and higher status himself.
به نماز عالی میرسه. میرسه خودش تکوینن. شیئن فشیئن روز برود میره بالاتر.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about the secret keys to enhance our spirituality in prayers. Now, the contact of the one praying with Allah is also only through the Arabic language, and this is specific to the prayers. They must be conducted in Arabic. And the qunut, when we raise our hands in the second unit of prayers, to make a dua, a supplication, yes, there we can do this supplication in any language we like. But the rest of the ritual prayers must be conducted in Arabic, as well as the devotional acts of Hajj, the state of Ihram. For example, Ihram are the two pieces of attire worn by pilgrims. And this ihram has special rulings and regulations, and if they are not followed to the T, it destroys our Hajj. And finally, along with invocation and worship, sometimes man is also in need of rest and lawful enjoyments as well as engagement in earning a livelihood. And so it is stated in Nahj al-Fasaha, statement number 1672, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, is reported to have said, a person's two rakaz of prayer with piety, wara, are superior to 1,000 rakaz of prayer with heedlessness. Another beautiful set of keys to enhance our spirituality in our prayers.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajat al-Ta'ibin, The Whispered Prayer of the Repenters. Please stay with me. My God, you are He who has opened the door to your pardon and named it repentance. For you said, repent to God with unswerving repentance. What is the excuse of him who remains heedless of entering the door after its opening? My God, though the sins of your servant are ugly, your pardon is beautiful. My God, I am not the first to have disobeyed you and you turned toward him, or to have sought to attain your favor and you were munificent toward him. O responder to the distressed, O remover of injury, O great in goodness, I seek your munificence and your generosity to intercede with you. I seek your side and your showing mercy to mediate with you. So grant my supplication. Disappoint not my hope in you. Accept my repentance and hide my offense. Through your kindness and mercy, O most merciful of the merciful.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.